British government has authorized police in most parts of the UK to carry stun guns. Also known by their brand name Taser, these weapons incapacitate people with an electrical charge. Human rights groups had initially expressed doubts about the weapon's safety, but as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Northampton, the concerns have since died down.
Police Sergeant Simon Williams is in charge of training the Northamptonshire Police Force in the use of the Taser. At a police firing range and armory, he aims the chunky yellow plastic device at a metallic foil target with a human figure printed on it. The Taser's gas cartridge shoots out two metal probes attached to copper wires. They attach to the target, which crackles for 5 seconds with 50,000 volts of electricity. In a real encounter, the electricity would override the suspect's neuromuscular system. The suspect would collapse, and officers would move in to handcuff him or her. Sergeant Williams says he's been in situations where he could have used a taser but didn't have one.
I was called to a domestic dispute. Upon arrival, we were confronted by a male in the doorway who was cutting his arms up with razor blades. So we had no other option other than to jump on him and risk injury to ourselves. Now, clearly that's a situation where the taser would have been extremely appropriate.
Sergeant Williams has not only trained officers to use the taser, he's also been on the receiving end of the weapon.
It's a fairly painful experience. There wasn't a lot I could do about it at the time, but as soon as it was switched off, there was no problems. I got up straight away, no long-term effects.
The weapons are made by Taser International of Scottsdale, Arizona, and are carried by some police forces in the U.S. and Canada. Human rights groups have highlighted cases reported in the U.S. where suspects have died after being shot with tasers. The taser company responds that those people had pre-existing medical conditions or were under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Barry Hugill, a spokesman for the London-based human rights group Liberty, says that British police have informed him that the taser's issuance and use will be strictly limited.
That being the case, it seems to us that on balance it would be almost churlish of us to make too many objections. Clearly, I'm bound to say this, we will be watching to actually see what happens once they're widely issued. But on the basis of the 12-month trials, we've heard nothing that's given us cause for great concern.
The Northamptonshire Police Force was one of five around Great Britain chosen for a year-long experiment in issuing tasers to police. Northamptonshire Assistant Chief Constable Derek Talbot says the trials showed the tasers to be safe. He adds that the weapon's laser sights and visibly arcing current can be a powerful deterrent.
Although there are about 60 incidents in which it was used, in 13 of them, merely aiming the taser and putting the red dot on somebody, the arcing sight, was sufficient to have them comply and drop their weapons.
Britain's 125,000 uniformed bobbies are famous for policing unarmed. But to cope with an increase in armed criminality in recent decades, the UK has trained and equipped 5,000 police with firearms. Over the next 6 months, the tasers will be issued only to those officers. They're instructed to use them against suspects who might be armed or where other methods are not an option. Constable Talbot says the idea is to limit the amount of force in police hands.
We are steadfastly against routinely arming police officers because we think that would put a barrier between us and the public we serve.
He adds that a survey found 9 out of 10 citizens in favor of arming the police with tasers. If they're widely issued, the stun gun will join pepper sprays, rubber bullets, and side-handled batons as the newest items in the British police arsenal of less lethal weaponry. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Northampton, England.